Let your walls fall down. Mr. Joshua, I see that you and your people are marching around the city of Jericho. Could you tell me what this is all about?
Well, you will have to wait 6 more days to see the outcome. It is not for me to disclose Jehovah's strategy.
I don't understand, Mr. Joshua. What do you mean?
Sorry, I can't give you any information.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, outside of the walls of Jericho, literally thousands of Israelites are marching in what one might call a strange procession. Way out in front, there are armed men, followed by 7 priests blowing their trumpets. Then what seems to be the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and bringing up the rear is the masses of people. It is indeed an interesting sight. The people look as though they are expecting something great to happen. Radio HCS will continue to cover this event and hopefully to get an interview with someone as soon as possible. Do enjoy our music until I have more on this situation. Gentlemen, this is Elizabeth Jones reporting from outside of the city of Jericho. This is the 2nd day of the Israelites' march around Jericho. Just a while ago, I spoke briefly with some of the people who told me that they will be marching every day for 7 days. But that is just about all the information they are willing to give. It is amazing that every person's lips is sealed concerning the purpose of the march. 7 days to march is all they're saying. However, the march is peaceful and everyone is calm and settled in hope. This is Elizabeth Jones saying goodbye. I will be back with you in 5 more days at the culmination of the march. Then we will know the outcome. gentlemen. This is Elizabeth Jones reporting from outside of the city of Jericho. This is the seventh and final day of the Israelites' march around Jericho. The lips of the Israelites are all sealed, so we will have to wait and see what happens. I must let you know that there is excitement and expectation from the Israelites. Really, I can't see why. I don't know what is so significant about this seventh day and what will make the difference from the past 6 days. Well, it is only a matter of time. During the last few days, I covered the story on the people of Jericho. After hearing all the horror stories about the nations destroyed by the Israelites, the people are afraid, and rightly so, because they heard about the power of Jehovah, the Israelites' God. Ken, I believe from our account that they have now marched around the city 6 times. What are they doing? Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you are hearing is coming from the trumpets blown by priests. What is this? I am sure that you are hearing shouts of praise. They are coming from the people. For the first time, they are saying something. Actually, they are jubilant. What is that crashing, thunderous noise? What? I can scarcely believe what I am seeing. The walls of Jericho are falling to the ground. It is mind-blowing to see this phenomenon. Let me see if I could get a quick interview with one of the Israelites. Sir, tell me what is happening. This is incredible, far-fetched, and mind-blowing.
What you are witnessing is the power of our God, Jehovah. He promised us the land of Jericho and gave us a test by allowing us to look foolish in the eyes of onlookers as we marched around the city once every day for the last 6 days, and now 7 times today.
Indeed, you did look foolish. I know that you have to go and possess the land, but for our listeners, please explain a little more about this spectacular event.
Briefly, the land of Jericho was beyond us since we are a relatively new nation, not even having a country of our own. We are not equipped with modern military equipment, neither do we know how to use them. So, in our situation, expecting the promise of our God, Jehovah, there was only one thing to take place, and that was for Jehovah to fight for us. The walls of Jericho placed the city out of our reach. So, Jehovah demolished them to allow us victory. The rest is left to us, working with him, of course. You see, the people are afraid of us. So, once we get in there, the battle is won. Look, over there, the people are fleeing even as we speak. Please, may I tell your listeners something else before I leave?
Oh, sure.
God is always in the business of breaking down walls of poverty, abuse, heartbreaking relationships, unemployment, violence, crime, war, sickness, and death. When you feel helpless, Just walk around the problem and claim victory in Jesus' name. Keep the covenant relationship between you and God, just as we are taking the Ark of Covenant with us. As things seem to get worse, in faith, begin to shout praise. Then see God tear down the walls that cause you worry and pain and give you victory. By now, I've got work to do. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard it. From this day on, there is no need to mope around and be stressed out. There is no need for you to be depressed about the problems you face. Just march around your problem, expecting Jehovah to do his work for you. Keep the covenant relationship between you and God. Be obedient to his word, will, and purpose for your life. While you are marching, shout praise to him for the blessings you are expecting. Somehow, he moves faster when you praise him. So, praise him now and let your walls fall down.